In labor face-offs in France, unions and street protesters usually have one target in mind. Withdraw the boss's law was the chant from a recent demonstration in Paris against the current labor reform that the socialist government is trying to get passed. Unions and demonstrators don't like the law, but they like bosses even less.
We saw this poster on Facebook. In the protest, two young people had written, "Under the bridge of Avignon, we hang all boss."
This is making reference to a song about the Avignon Bridge. "On the Avignon Bridge, we dance," says the song, but the protesters changed the words, instead saying, "Under the bridge, we hang the bosses." For many bosses, including Julien Leclerc, this was shocking.
Imagine, instead of the word boss, you put the word cats. Oh no, poor cats. Not bots, oh, never mind. It's difficult to hear that when you are just someone who said, "I have an idea and I take a real risk and I create my company."
Leclerc runs a press agency in the south of France between Bordeaux and Toulouse.
I'm the boss, yeah. It's a bad world for French people who have companies. They prefer entrepreneur.
He took over the company 6 years ago at the age of 27 when his mother, who founded it, got sick. Since he's been running the agency, it's grown from 30 to 48 employees. Leclerc says he's always been aware of the culture in France, which often pits the haves against the have-nots.
You know, we are in the country which cut the head of the king 300 years ago.
And yet he was surprised by the intensity of violent words towards business owners and managers that he's seen recently. Increasingly in France, there's a situation when employees target their bosses personally. In October 2015, angry Air France employees ripped off the shirt of a manager after the announcement of job cuts. In 2014, workers held two Goodyear tire executives hostage for 2 days, demanding that jobs be kept. In the most recent standoff between unions and the government over the labor law reform, there have been harsh words exchanged between the main union leading the protest, the CGT, and the MEDEF, the employers' representatives. In May, the MEDEF chief called unions thugs and terrorists, saying the CGT union is putting its own interests ahead of the country's. The union, as expected, reacted scandalized, especially given the most recent terrorist attacks in France, and said it would take the MEDEF to court. But Julien Leclerc says the standoff between employees and their bosses makes no sense, especially as the concept of a boss has evolved.
The boss has changed these last years. I think we have new ideas to motivate people. We are convinced that we have to make all we can to make our employees happy. I am happier when my employees are happier too.
And he understands that many employees in France today are not happy. Business owners are paying more to hire people with rising social charges, but employees are not seeing any of that.
In my company, an employee costs more money and earns less. So everyone is angry. It's easier to say it's the fault of the boss. It's not true. It's not the case. We have the same problems.
As a small business owner, Leclerc says he has more in common with his employees, and they should be on the same side.
When people say to you, you are a bastard, you want to fire who you want, when you want your employees become slaves. No, I want my employees to be the happiest men or women in the world. I try. It's not easy, because company have no more money. I have to find new clients all day. I am in Paris every other week to find new clients, so I give my best for that.
It's not to say that there are not bad bosses out there. Leclerc is just as upset as anyone else when he hears of top executives leaving companies with golden parachutes when employees are being laid off.
When a man earns millions and fires thousands of people, I can't accept that. But people put us in the same basket.
He wrote a book a few years ago about what it's like to run a small business in France, and since then he's become something of a public figure. When he does get interviewed, he often gets the same skeptical questions from people who assume that just because he owns a business, he must be rich.
What is your car? And how big is your swimming pool? just because I'm a boss. Unions say to me, okay, Mr. Leclerc, okay, how much do you earn? In my company, 10 employees earn more money than me. The last salary you pay when you are an owner, when you have difficulties, is your salary. The first salary you cut when you have problems is yours.
When he explains this, he says people tend to understand. However, recently he's found the increased violent rhetoric from unions and demonstrators have made it so even that dialogue is disappearing.
It's the new violence, more than a few years ago. It's very difficult when you are an owner to speak and to take positions.
And yet he does take positions. He's convinced the French labor code does need to change. The government's proposal isn't ideal, he says, but it goes in the right direction, giving business owners some flexibility to negotiate directly with employees. That said, he says there should still be rules protecting employees.
I'm convinced that unions are very important. I think we have social rules in France which are very important to keep and to conserve. But I want the unions to be in the good way of negotiations.
And yet, as an employer, the current labor code is impossible to follow.
You have a labor code with 3,600 pages.
All business owners know they're breaking one of the rules, he says, which means if they ever have to lay someone off, they're vulnerable to being taken to court.
You are sure that if your employee wants to attack you in front of the labor court, he will win. I met 3,000 owners these last 3 years, and 100% said to me, I know I don't respect the rule. I don't know where, I don't know why. Oh, I know why. I know that's because it's too complex.
Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I'm not sure I should say this to you, but no, it's my reality. I don't know where. Yeah. And I know there are many rules I don't respect. So many owners are very frightened and say they don't want to hire someone.
Instead, they hire freelancers or work with other business owners directly.
It's incredible. It's not normal. You have people very optimist with good ideas, but they don't want to create other jobs. It's not normal.
He understands this instinct. As a business owner, you need to be able to predict your risks and your costs. And yet he does hire people.
I prefer an employee who knows very well the company, who is in the company for several years. But the reality in France that it's very complicated when you want to take on someone. It's risky, and most of owners are very frightened with that.
Given the situation, Leclerc says business owners like him and employees should be on the same side, calling for the same reforms.
But a union can't stand that.
For him, unions, especially the CGT, are protesting a system that doesn't exist anymore.
The unions say the same words as 200 years ago. The words we hear are very old-fashioned, like hung the boss, like slave, salary, slave. CGT speaks a lot about big companies, but little companies like mine represents 99.9% of the companies in France, and these little companies has created 80% of the new jobs in France for 20 years. The new jobs in France are created by the little companies.
And yet, he says, unions don't seem to recognize this.
They say, we don't want anymore the big, very rich men. We don't want any more shareholders who earn a lot of money. Okay, but they block the underground. Who is in the metro knows the shareholders. Who is in the train? Not the shareholders. They have their own planes. So I want they stop blocking France. I want they let little companies work. I want they let employees work. Stop saying boss are bastards.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.